This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
I knew it. Another Herdat Media production.
So welcome to Conversations with Captain Sanity. I'm very excited to have Scott Dancy, founder of Azuna Fresh, amongst many other things. So I just have to read his bio because I just read it this morning for the first time and after knowing him a year. And I'm so impressed. Serial entrepreneur involved with various industries, including staffing both healthcare and technology, oil and gas limited partnerships, consumer and goods, and sand and gravel pits, amongst many other
things. Yeah, the sand and gravel pit, which should have been called the money pit, but that's okay.
Why? Sand and gravel is the money pit? Or you're losing money?
Well, we lost a lot of money on that one. So that wasn't so good. And that one ended with my ex-father-in-law's ending his life early the day of the closing of the business. That's how bad it went. Wow. He was my partner in it. So, you know, one is not as exciting as some of the others, but yeah. You know, you live, you learn.
Yeah, dope. You know what? Serial entrepreneur, like the one thing I love about entrepreneurs is that some things fail, but you don't stop, right? So failure exactly. But the last time we were together, you told me a story, or you were telling other people the story. And I was like, you what? Obviously, you've had a long, you know, an incredible life. You've done many things. Will you share that story, please? Because I think it's so cool, especially how you decided that the engineer wasn't really connecting with the kids and how you went and took over. Okay. So will you share
that? Yeah. So long story short, we were in the staffing business. I was living in Washington, D.C. This was pre my kids. And we had a lot of information security consultants that would go out, and we were building a software for management systems for security. And I was trying to get, you know, press for the business. And we basically hooked up with a bunch of schools to talk about like what it was like to, you know, this is really early stage of the internet. This is like early 2000s. So like, it was like chat rooms, like all the stuff that seems obvious, like right now, back then was, you know, kids were getting at the time, sometimes kidnapped, sometimes coerced into going to different places. I saw a thing on the internet the other day that said like, your parents always told you not to get into a car with a stranger, and now there's Uber. And it was like, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff that you think now is normal was not back then. Right. So we were at this school in Northern Virginia, and I asked one of the engineers to speak to the kids, and he just flubbed his way through it and was just, he was talking like way too technical. And I got in, I was like, hold on. It's just, you know, if Jimmy from Colorado says, go meet me at the, you know, the Washington Monument, don't do it because this is what's really going to happen. And there was a lady there who was a reporter for the Washington Post. And she came up and talked to me afterwards, said, thank you, this was great. And I was like, all right, cool. A week later, like third page of the front page of one of the sections of the Washington Post was this article on this program that we created, which was literally talking one time to kids. And I was like, all right, this is cool. We got a little bit of press. And then a couple of days later, I get a letter from Janet Reno's office, who was the sitting attorney general, saying, we want you to sit on the National Cybersecurity Board. And I'm laughing because I didn't know what a VPN or intrusion detection system or firewall really did or anything like that. And everybody that was on it, it was like Sandy Berger, Eric Holder became the attorney general, Richard Clark, who was the first security advisor, Sandy Berger, who was another national security advisor, Howard Schmidt, who was the CTO for, I think, Microsoft or something like that, and me. So it was really hysterical. And we would go into these meetings, and then they would be like, and Scott, what do you think about this? And I'm just sitting there dying laughing like, you guys are in charge of our nation's cybersecurity, and you're asking me about a kid in a chat room or national security direction. So it was pretty funny. And then for a while they would like, you know, CNN would call and be like, we want you to talk as an expert on security and Good Morning America. And I'm just dying laughing because I'm like, this is hysterical that they're asking me these questions. So that was a short-lived fame as my career as a cybersecurity expert leading our country.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Scott, when you look back on your life, you think, okay, look at everything that you've done. You are an expert. You knew
exactly. Yeah, I was an expert.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just fascinating. What would you say to young entrepreneurs? Like, what would you say to them with all your experience?
Well, you know, the world's so different now than when I started. When I started in technology staffing. So I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I grew up in New Jersey. I went to University of Rochester. I was sick of the cold. Me and my buddy, Jay DeTullio, was going to chiropractic school down there. We drove down two red Toyota Tercels that were old and beat up, got all of our furniture, you know, secondhand. And I took a job in staffing, and which basically meant we were placing accountants at the time, actually. And I did a couple of deals and they're giving me so little money. I'm like, I'm never going to make any money doing this. So I went to another firm for 3 months, which was technology, which was really hot at the time. This was 1995. SAP was getting big. And the guy whose desk that I took had already went and started his own business. And like, I kept getting calls for him and I called him. I said, dude, he's like, come over, let's do it together. So we started a business. We were killing it. We did that for about 5 years, which led into information security stuff. But then you could do a business, and I'm not saying you can't now. I mean, we literally had two card tables, phones that would break out all the time. And, you know, we would get people placed and then we would do cash advances on credit cards to make payrolls. And it was really the best experience as an entrepreneur. But, you know, with the advent of the internet right now and all the different pieces, what I would suggest to some younger kids is to basically go get a job, you know, work in e-commerce, work in development, you know, find out what your niche is and then find something that you like. And whether it's a service, whether it's a software, whatever it may be, you know, just go after it. You can do it, but it's definitely much different than when I started this 26, 27 years ago. You know, there's much more opportunity now, but the barriers to entry are sometimes a little bit bigger too.
Yeah. So in your life, with all the different companies you've been involved with, was there anything that was a constant, like that you said, I'm going to stick to this technology? Because from what I see, you try everything, which is incredible.
And that was part of my downfall, quite frankly, is that I was spread too thin. You know, when I've been involved in a couple of different staffing businesses, the gravel pit was just a nightmare. But I started an oil and gas drilling business where we actually, it's really like a financial services company I'm one of the partners in, where we basically support a driller in the Southern Illinois Basin, where we would raise all the capital for them and then handle all the back end financial. And we started that, I believe it was 2013 or just before that, maybe 2011. And it's done really well. We have about $500 million under management of drills, of wells that we drilled. And I learned a lot about that. I learned the financial services side from the staffing. I learned how to deal with people and then to realize I never wanted to deal with people again because it's just a little bit too much. And then, you know, when Azuna came about, I had really no clue, but I can tell you the one constant I have with Azuna now is taking all the little things that I screwed up on in the past and making sure that we're doing them right now, you know, and the first part and the most important part is culture, right?
Yeah.
You know, some of my staffing companies, we would start off with a great culture and then it just went crap, you know, or the oil and gas is still, you know, pretty good and going strong. We've had some hits, but we're rebounding with that. You know, when my first staffing company ever at 26, I was the second oldest person in the company. We had over 150 employees. Like that's how much fun we were having. We had no clue what we were doing, you know, but it was fun. And I think Azuna is somewhat similar, but we've got a good mix of some people that are in their 50s and have sold businesses for $1 billion to younger kids who, you know, are content creators that are absolutely killing it to you know, single moms who haven't worked in 15 years. It's a whole cadre, but the culture is so good right now. So I think the one constant is when it works, the people all work hard and they don't punch the clock. You know, the beauty of Azuna is I might get a text from Connor and AJ at 11 o'clock. What do you think about this? And a text from Amanda at 6 a.m. How do I answer this question? And like, that means just means that they're not sitting there saying it's 5 o'clock. I'm done. See you later. You know, that to me is the one constant. I don't care about technology. I'm sure that, you know, never really been involved in tech except as an investor, but the culture of people, I think, is the main thing.
And it starts with you because you created that culture. And I think it's really important for leaders out there that, you know, the way things used to be in the corporate world and in business has shifted, especially since COVID, right? Since the lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
And when you give people that space, because Amanda has children, when they're in bed, she works harder, you know, than when, you know, she's getting them ready for school. You understand
that. That's a great example, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really great because then when you have leaders like you, they don't want to disappoint. What I witness is that you empower people in a way where they do not want to disappoint you, and you create that loyalty because you trust them, right? So when you hire them, you're like, you got automatic trust, but the loyalty from gifting that trust is tenfold.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So I grew up in Northern New Jersey, and that's an area where, you know, people always say, I'd kill for you, or I'd die for you. And mostly they don't mean it really, except where I'm from, you know, like people live that. So like I've spent the last 27 years, sometimes probably just being disappointed by people because like, you're like, you know, you're walking, you know, around and it's like, how come that person was looking at me funny? Nobody just hit him in the back of the head with a bottle. You know, like that was like the type of stuff, like you're just used to that stuff. And it's cool that this group of people has such a good, you know, loyal base. No one needs to die for anybody. No one needs to kill anybody, but it's very interesting. You know, when I started Azuna, I wanted the first 3 cents to be called loyalty, honesty, and truth. And everyone was like, well, what the hell does honesty smell like? I said, I don't know. I just think it would be a good marketing. And part of me wishes we still did, you know, cause it's just, I don't know. I was involved in a bunch of different staffing businesses. Some went great. Some, you know, went well, but you know, there was, you get like, you know, what do they call that? The fox in the hen house, and they screw up everything and relationships get ruined. And I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
And I don't really care what happens with Azuna. Like I care, but like, I want it to work, but I really want it to work for everybody too. And I want everybody to like enjoy the journey. Like we could sell this thing for a lot of money right now. And it just doesn't make sense to. It's like, you know, it's like have fun. Like this is the first time in 20 years I've actually had fun in a business. So that part is cool to me. But thank you for noticing that, because I think we do have a really, really good staff of people too.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Azuna Fresh the product itself. Like what inspired you to create such an incredible product? And tell me about that.
So I had just gone through a separation, and I was living in a rental, and my washing machine broke, and it just smelled like that sitting water. And I was like, this is disgusting, right? So my friend Keith Green, who's a partner in the business, comes by, and he was picking up his son who was playing basketball with my son. And he brings me over this little tea tree odor eliminator, and I put it in there and it worked. And I'm like, Keith, this is amazing. And like, you ever see the movie Envy with Jack Black and Ben Stiller? Yes. So they create Poopy Gun. Like, that was the first thing. So I go, dude, you got Poopy Gun. Like, this is amazing. What are you doing with it? And they really didn't do anything with it for like a couple of years. They were selling it like hockey bags and maybe one a little bit a day. Cole, can you grab AJ real fast? Are you still there?
I'm Denny? Here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I can't see you now, but that's fine. As long as you see me. So long story short, you know, a couple of years later, I said, let's do it. And, you know, we came up with the name Azuna, kind of like is an offhand thing, which I love the name. And then we basically went over and started doing like the sprays and the wipes. And then we got the world's, everyone's favorite captain involved, and it helped legitimize the business. And now we've got other, you know, superstar influencers and athletes, and we got a big announcement coming next week. So,
so glad we're gonna I didn't be say the, anything.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, we can know, you know, we'll see it, but like, we're going to be, you know, we're in Buffalo, New York, and Buffalo is, you know, sometimes not that high profile of a city. And, but the Buffalo Bills, everyone loves them. You know, they, you know, AJ runs an amazing site for Buffalo Bills stuff. And we are excited to announce that we're going to be the official odor and eliminator of the Buffalo Bills next week. And we're going to have a new scent called the Smell of Victory, which smells like a little bit like champagne. And me and Sandy and Dion are going to go Instagram live next Friday. Make sure you download the Buffalo Bills app. And we're going to go live at 2:15, I think, or 2:30 on Monday. And then we're going to have a hell of a party.
Yeah, I'm excited. What I want to talk about, the Buffalo, people from Buffalo. Every person that I've ever met from Buffalo, there's a passion and a pride that lives within them. That is like Buffalo, right? So
yeah, it's awesome. I mean, that's why I've called it home for 20 years. And you know, the similar thing in New Jersey where everyone's like, oh, what exit or what part of swampland do you live in? And then Buffalo is the same thing. Where do you lose the Super Bowls? You know, oh, what do you all meet? Chicken wings, you know? So like, I think when you live in places like that, where more people leave than come into, you know, there definitely is that pride. And the cool thing about Buffalo people is a lot of them have gone to Charlotte, Florida, whatever. If you go to a Buffalo Bills game in Miami or Arizona or LA, there's more Bills fans there than there are in these major cities for their home team, you know? So it's pretty crazy. Like, I'm almost nervous how much of this scent, smell of victory we're going to sell next week, because Buffalo fans are passionate. They're crazy. And, you know, we had a 17-year drought about making the playoffs, and people, you know, still went to the games. I will always remember, my son is sitting over here, the day that the Bills went to the playoffs for the first time. And like, I think it was like 5 years ago, and it wasn't even on their own accord. The Bills win the game, and they had to have Baltimore or Cincinnati beat Baltimore to do it. It's 4th and 9, 50 seconds left, and friggin' Cincinnati scores a touchdown, right? Like, with like no time on the clock, and the Bills players are going nuts. I'm on the phone. Me and Cole are trying to figure out. I thought we were going to Kansas City, so I booked flights to Kansas City. We literally go to Jacksonville, and we go to that game. But the craziest thing about Bills fans is that they started a GoFundMe for Andy Dalton, who was the quarterback of the Bengals Foundation, for basically doing that. They raised $450,000 in 3 hours.
What?
It's insane. You know, when the current quarterback, Josh Allen's grandmother, died, they in $17 increments, and it started a Patricia Allen Fund at Oshai Hospital, who's somebody that we do some work with. And they've raised millions of dollars for it. Like, when Lamar Jackson for the Ravens came in and got a concussion, they donated $250,000 to his backpack fund. Like, it's literally unreal what the fan base is like here. So it's really, really exciting. And it's a huge milestone for this little, you know, 12 person company in Buffalo to do.
You know, I love your memory. I love that you're so passionate about football. Didn't you play football?
I played in high school and in college. I played at University of Rochester, which is a Division III school, you know, and had a good time. But D3 at the time was great. But, you know, you could get drunk the night before, you know, miss practice, you know, and stuff like that. And you still, you know, had your opportunities. But I mean, I'm still very close with a lot of my friends from, you know, from then. And, you know, like, the one thing about sports that I think is really cool is it doesn't matter good, bad, and different. It's like the camaraderie of it, you know, and your teammates. And, you know, I'm on group texts with guys from college and high school still more than I talk to my, you know, current friends here. And it's, yeah. and it's pretty funny. So
that's incredible. You know, Scott, you are an incredible leader, entrepreneur, father, and I'm just so grateful that we're in each other's lives now. Honestly, every time I spend time with you, I learn something new about you. And I told Evan, I go, I have so much fun. Although the last time we were together, I wasn't so well. But
I was going to say same. And I'm going to tell a quick story about Sandy. She is the biggest trooper in the world. We had an event down in Clearwater 2-3 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And for one, she got stuck on the runway for about 13 hours in Denver to get there, which is why I literally have a private jet waiting in case you can't go out this weekend. Cause I'm like too nervous about the flight travel. Right. And she finally gets there, shows up, and she's sick as a dog. And, you know, you know, and if you spend any time with Sandy, you realize that a lot of people come up and, you know, I mean, if it was me, I would be like, oh my God, you're asking me the same goddamn story over and over and over again. But every time it's like, it was like the first time she heard it, gives everybody attention. I saw it at the Annapolis Boat Show, other places. And it's just cool. It's cool to see. Like wasn't that a guy like a 3-star general or something like that came up that he leaves work every day to go watch.
Yes.
To show.
Yeah. At the Air Force Base in Tampa. Yeah. So that's
not. Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. So, so I love that because, you know, you've been a big part, you know, not just what we're doing with TT Marine, but like, it's kind of cool. People are like, oh, there's Captain Sandy. I'll at least click, you know, and that's been helpful. And some of the Buffalo Bills staff members that we're working with are like the biggest fans, like the girl that you're going to be doing it with, Maddie, like she's so ridiculously excited to do this Instagram live, you know?
Yeah.
So like, you're probably gonna have to take a lot of friggin' pictures on Monday night, but
I'm used to that. And you know, I've been given a platform. So why wouldn't I be joyous about it? So Scott, I do want to talk about azunafresh.com, that this product is incredible. We have the Lux glass pods. So we're environmentally friendly. And right now, I need to refill this because
I was going to say, you need a refill.
Yeah, I will. I got to tell you, I use that spray all the time because we have a 17-year-old downstairs. It does eliminate the odors because I wouldn't get behind it if it didn't. And I also had the washing machine gunky smell. And I've sprayed the spray. It's gone. And it has not returned. It's crazy.
So it works. Got a new marketing plan coming out, like the deck of cards once a week is a different way to how to Azuna. Like there's so many, like I learned stuff the other day, like my garbage disposal was disgusting and I just poured a little bit down there and all of a sudden it's been completely fine. You know? So like, there's just so many different ways to use the sprays, the gels, the wipes, which are great. You know, the new spray we're coming out with is the same spray, but we've got like a new container that's got this like amazing, like mister, but it's like not aerosol. It's just a natural, you know, pump mist. So I'm excited about that because it'll be plastic because people love the glass, but then they don't want to take it with them in their hockey bag or maybe on a boat or even, you know, so this will be like the on the go Azuna spray, you know?
I love it. I will definitely use it and I'm going to use it on
the boat. You'll love it. Well, yeah, we'll have it out soon enough.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you this weekend. I'm excited.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. And orders that come through. And the charitable things that we're going to be announcing that we're going to be able to do with it is really cool, which by the way, I'm very excited to be a member of on your board of directors.
Thank you. We have a rock star board. Like we're building a rock star board,
but it's really what's really cool about your charity though, is it's something I could definitely understand and believe in, you know, and working with. I just think it's great to start in Florida, but I would love to see some kids in Buffalo that never thought that they would ever like go work on a yacht.
We're rolling it out in every state, Scott. So one state at a time. Let's, you know, we're going to test.
Oh, no,
it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just think it's amazing though. It's not just the ability to have like a cool job, but the ability, you know, connections, like where I went to college, I didn't go there. I think I graduated with like a 2.2. Like I didn't go there for my grades. I ended up getting some shitty job in Atlanta. I went there for the connections, you know? And like, that's what I think this is going to create is a lot of kids who maybe didn't have the connections. Like from what I've seen, and don't get me wrong, I don't want to get anybody in the Yachty world mad at me, but I feel like all I've met is either rich kids or South Africans or Australians, you know, that are on it. Like it's going to be cool to see some, you know, America. Stories of people that are from other places, you know?
Absolutely. I agree. And that's, we are 50,000 crew members short today. We need people. Yeah. And it's such a cool industry. You're immersed in different cultures. You learn different languages. They have the best parties. Let's not, you know.
Yeah. That's true.
You travel the world. You're on the super yacht. You're shoulder to shoulder with the billionaires that own the yachts, and you serve them. And there's a lot of pride in it. And I don't know. I'm so grateful to be a part of it. I'm so happy you're on the board. And I don't want to take up any more of your time. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
you.
You know, I love you. And anytime you need me for anything, and can't wait to see you this week.